This is an Asian Pop Radio podcast. Hear more by subscribing to Asian Pop Radio on iTunes or head to AsianPopRadio.com to see more.
Asia-wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Jay John back with you once again. And as we spoke to him a couple days ago, we've got Ralph Dudat from the Indonesian Film Festival in the studio with us again. He is part of the media marketing team. Hello, Ralph.
Hello there. Glad to be back.
I know. It's almost, it's just like it was yesterday, but it kind of was a couple days ago now. Movies Under the Stars is on its way. It is this Saturday. We're very excited about it because we're going to be down there. But I thought, given that we already did a little bit of a brief update or looking like a reflective piece, looking back at the Indonesian Film Festival, how long has it been, it's been around and everything. In the last podcast we did, we looked at the short film festival. Let's get into Movies Under the Stars. What's it about? Has it been around for 13 years now as well? Like every year of the festival or?
No, it's a relatively recent thing that's only been around for the last couple of years, but we find it works a little bit better than the predecessor, which was a kind of meet and greet.
I keep saying movies Under the Stars. It's just Under the Stars if you're Googling it.
The official title is Under the Stars.
This is the Jason title.
No problem. So this is our free open air cinema. It's happening on Saturday, the 14th of April, around 6 p.m. Film screening there will start as soon as it gets dark enough. And the venue is the Immigration Museum on Flinders Street. The Immigration Museum has a very sheltered courtyard.
Yeah.
So we'll be protected from the elements.
Actually, went there for the first time only a few weeks back because they were having a bit of a DJ and, you know, I think it was for Chinese New Year. Chinese New Year had a bit of, an event there in the courtyard. It's actually quite a big space.
It is, yes.
So you probably fill a few people up there.
Oh, yeah. We can accommodate quite a large population in there.
How many people usually go along? Like, what have the numbers been like in the past?
In the past? About 60 to 80
okay.
on average, yeah.
Right. See, now that we're talking about on Asian Pop Radio, we need to make sure we can double it or else we're going to look really bad. So if you're listening right now, you need to come down and be there with us.
And we have to say Asian Pop Radio is supporting this event Under the Stars, and there will be a site presence with a photo booth.
Yes. We'll tell you about that a little bit later in the podcast because I think we need to talk about you guys. What sort of films have been shown over the years at the event, and what have some of the reactions been to the films that are shown?
Yes, at Under the Stars, they've mostly been light entertainment type films. So we've had Johnny's Promise. We've had several other comedies. This event, given that it's a lighthearted introduction to the festival, we do tend to focus on comedies.
Right.
And this year, we've got I would describe it as a teen romance film called Gali and Ratna. It's about two high school sweethearts, namely Gali and Ratna.
Okay. Makes sense, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. And the theme for this event is high school romance.
Right.
So, you might find a lot of our members dressed up in their school uniforms.
Is that encouraged on the night? Are we all supposed to try and find a way to get into our old school uniforms?
If anybody comes in their school uniform and approaches me, Ralph Dudat, I'll give them a free ticket to our opening night. How about that?
Oh, there you go. Have you still got your school uniform, Ralph? Is that at home somewhere?
I have, actually.
Really? When was the last time you put it on?
1986.
You mean you left school in 86 and that was the last time you wore it?
Yeah.
Ah, so you've never had to dress up for a Halloween or anything in no reason to put on that school uniform again.
No, but I've been sentimental and I've kept it.
See, I actually had to put mine on for a trivia night late last year.
Okay.
I put on my VCE uniform and I was surprised I still fit. After Christmas and all the eating I've done over the weekend for Easter, I don't think I've eaten it now.
Talking about eating, there'll be food, snack foods available at Under the Stars as well.
What kind of food?
Indonesian snacks.
Right.
Even though the film screening itself is free, but the snacks will have to be purchased for a minimum cost.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I mean, you can't get everything for nothing in life, Ralph, can you?
Oh, well.
You can try.
No, but we'll also have free music on site. We've got a Indonesian band playing some easy listening light music.
Now, is this a local Indonesian band? Are they coming for the event from Indo or?
They are a local student band, yeah.
Okay. What's their name?
They're very good. They're very good. And come and see them.
When are we going to get a teaser? Like, do you know any of their songs, or are you a bit of a groupie?
I think they're great. Yep.
Yeah, they're good.
I can't name any of their songs off the top of my head right now.
Okay. Well, they seem like a no-brainer. We need to have a chat to them on Asian Pop Radio soon as well, by the sound of it. And well, you mentioned food. So is there going to be like hot food or like snacks?
Snacks,
like dry food, biscuits, and things, or
something that's easy to nibble on while you're watching a movie.
Okay. Cool. I'm asking too many questions. I need to just go along and see what it's all about. Now, I believe there's going to be some traditional Indonesian games there as well. Is that right?
Yeah. So in Western culture, we have certain games. And of course, in Indonesia, there are certain traditional games.
Yeah. So, what's their spin on Twister?
You'll have to come and find out.
Or guess who?
Yeah, certainly there'll be some stuff there you can join in with.
Okay. And is that the sort of standard that people can expect it under the stars each year? Have you always done games, or
no, we try
a bit of a different thing this year?
Yeah, we try to add a bit of variety each year.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. And so we're getting through it pretty quickly, Ralph, but how can one book tickets to the event? Like, can they do it online, or can they rock up on the night? Or
rock up on the night, yes. So you don't need to book for this event.
Right.
It's a fairly large capacity courtyard there at the Immigration Museum.
Have you ever had to turn anyone away, Ralph?
No, never.
Are you hoping to this year?
Well,
in theory, it'd be good to have to, but it wouldn't be nice, would it?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. We can certainly accommodate anybody that wants to come along.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really cool. It's quite convenient as well, because that's only just a little bit down from Flinders Street Station. And it's kind of in the middle of Flinders Street Station and Southern Cross Station, right? So it's quite accessible to get to.
Yeah, very easy to find the Immigration Museum.
It's one of those buildings that people probably go past all the time but don't really think about going into it. And I did that for 10 years until a couple months ago. So I think it's well worth going there and being a part of this event.
Absolutely.
Is the museum going to be open on the night? Can people walk in there, or is it just going to be the space that people can go into?
I'm not sure about that.
We might have to find out. Yeah. Okay, and so just rocking up, it's a free event, pretty exciting. Everyone should get their friends together and go along to this event, right? Because it seems like it's a great way to have a free night out, watch a movie, get a feel for what's going to be at the Indonesian Film Festival for the year, and just pretty chill, right? No effort required.
Yeah, and you can meet the organisers, such as myself.
There you go.
And the rest of the team, have a chat with us. Find out what the go is with the Indonesian Film Festival.
That's great. And as we said, Asian Pop Radio is going to be down there. So not only will you get to see this handsome man in front of me, you'll also be able to see me and some of my Asian Pop Radio crew, which is really exciting. We're going to have a stall down there just so we can tell you a little bit more about what we do, why we're supporting the Indonesian Film Festival once again for this year. And I guess if you've got any questions about Asian Pop Radio and how to get involved, or how you might be able to provide content, all sorts of stuff, you can come down and see us on the night. But the exciting thing is, not only will we have lollipops, Ralph, not only will we have badges, we're also going to have a photo booth. It's really cool. It's not just a photo booth. It's a GIF machine. Do you know what a GIF machine is?
I believe.
Do you know what a GIF is?
Yes.
Or a GIF. However you want to say it.
An animated
cartoon photo thing.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know how this thing works, but basically it's a stand like a photo booth that you would usually see at weddings and all that kind of stuff, where everyone puts on their fun stuff, like glasses or whatever. And you stand in front of the GIF machine and it takes all the different stills, and then you click a button and it sends off to your Facebook page so you can tell everyone that you're at Under the Stars, which is really cool. So hopefully everyone comes down to see us and you have a bit of a photo with your friends, and you can have a photo with us if you're really that way inclined. Too many reasons to go down to a free event.
Fantastic. And maybe Asian Pop Radio can even hook up with our Indonesian band.
That sounds like a good idea. I was getting a little bit worried there when you said Asian Pop Radio can hook up. I was wondering what you're going to be talking about. Indonesian Film Festival, the website is iffaustralia.com. How else can we connect with the Indonesian Film Festival on social media?
We have a Facebook page, and that can easily be found by just searching on Facebook for Indonesian Film Festival.
Mm.
And, of course, there is the ACMI website.
Yep.
Which carries the remainder of our main feature film program.
Right. Can we bring our own food? Can I smuggle some gado-gado in or something?
I'm sure that'll
be keep it really
okay.
Authentic. What's the equivalent to hot pot in Indonesia? Can you, like, all bring your own hot pots and stoves and set something up while you cook, while you're watching the movie? Maybe not.
I don't think
so. That might be something. Yeah, that might not be good for safety regulations. All right, Ralph, thank you so much for coming in once again today. And gosh, make sure you get down there this Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Under the stars.
You've just heard an Asian Pop Radio podcast. Hear more by subscribing to Asian Pop Radio on iTunes or head to AsianPopRadio.com to see more.